in mobile. 4ZLK mobile. Good evening.
JBM. Good evening.
4JBN. I missed the call the first time because I had it on a priority scan and it blocked out one of your letters. My name here is Shane. I'm mobile in Simpsonville, getting ready to get on 385. Call is N4ZLK. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm Jerry, currently mobile in Greer. It's November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike.
4JBN. Gotcha. Hang on a second. I'm making a turn. Haven't heard you on before. Are you new to the area or you just not been on the radio?
No, I hear you on sometimes with Chad and Patrick, but usually I'm on a little bit during the day, but not that often. I'm just out tonight and didn't bring my cell phone with me.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you, Jerry. Yeah, I'm working nights now, so I'm not around in the daytime anymore. I'm usually asleep, so kind of miss being able to talk with some of the guys during the daytime.
Up to Georgia, or?
And I made a pickup down here in Fountain Inn, and I'm headed up to Spartanburg to drop this load. And then I'll bobtail back down to Greenville, and then I'll take a load to Georgia. So I'll probably leave about 9:30, headed that way.
Wish you were me, but I'm picking up a lot of static. I think it's the lights here in Greer.
They're coming through very clear, so it could be me as well. But there are a lot of these LED signs now that cause some interference.
Missing that. There's a few that I go by that'll open squelch no matter what channel I'm on.
That'll do just this repeater, or this frequency. I got a phone call coming in here. Let me grab this. N4ZLK.
JBM, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, N4JBM. Good evening.
He had a phone call there, so I figured I'd jump in real quick. You never did tell me, have you? Tried your new Radidio out?
I've not been on VHF and UHF much.
Well, you know, one of my friends that I helped on DMR, that I helped him with his code plug and get him all straight away, he finally, we've lost touch here like for the last week just because of us sick. Hold on. I was talking to him and he told me that he was on a different talk group on DMR on 313. And he told me there was a good guy named Michael over there. So I met him, and then I looked where Michael was from Dalzell, South Carolina. Him and I went to the same high school, knew the same teachers and so forth, and he graduated 5 years before, or 4 years before I did.
It's a small world, ain't it?
Yes, so, but yeah, if you do hear Shane come back in here, Sally wanted to say, or tell him at least she said hi.
Oh, yeah, he's got it.
No, we had a phone call to go, Sally. So, but I heard you in there, and I thought I'd just jump in there and say hi to you real quick.
She's going to hurt my feelings if she ain't going to say hi to me, too.
Harry?
Okay.
Friends you were helping out of Charleston?
One of the guys, KQ4CCM, his name's Kevin. He lives up right on the Virginia-North Carolina border. And he's a truck driver, over-the-road truck driver. And we got to talking one day, and he was having some issues. Well, he sent me his code plug. I found out what he was, his hot spot. So I sent him something back to look at and to try different things, and he has a better understanding of how to use the hot spot now with the actual code plugs or the frequencies. He was trying to store a single channel in each one of his in his hot spots for each of the talk groups. Instead of just using the talk group or the radio, the hotspot as a repeater, and then putting all the talk groups in the radio, so I got him squared away. And but he talks all the time on the road, and he met this other guy and told me that I need to meet him, that I'd like him.
And that it's somebody that you graduated a couple years after.
Talking, and I looked him up, and he's from Dalzell, South Carolina. And I asked him, I said, so how far are you from Hillcrest High School, or did you go? And he told me he graduated in 73, and I graduated in 77, and we started talking. He lives like 3 miles from the school, and he knew the principal that I knew and the assistant principal and a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, wow. The other day on HF, I made a contact, and when I pulled it up to log it on QRZ and saw the name, it's actually a guy that I was in Colorado with.
That small world there. Let me take a pause here and see if Mr. Shane is back. And four, is that okay? KA3JCA in the group, are you back? It could be Beth, or it could be his work, so. But, all righty, sir. I also want to tell you that, you know, I told you I got my hotline working, correct?
Roger, I've got a phone coming, and I'm going to set one up where I'm setting up my new shack.
Get that. If you need any help, you know, processing, just let me know. I actually, today, I ordered an extra line. Since mine's a 5-line, I ordered an extra line today for the club call so that, like, when people want to call, like, the club station, K3DOV, they can actually call it.
Nice, nice. Yeah, the one I've got coming that's on their list is a 4-line, but I won't use but one. But for $23 for a refurbished on eBay, I couldn't beat it.
You'll use the other 3 lines, so, like, you can actually provision the additional line, and I can tell you give you the code that you need to put on the line if it's a, I don't know if it's a Cisco or not, but I think it's pretty much the same. But, like, right now, 2 of my buttons I have provisioned. I have one provisioned for Chad, and I have the other one provisioned for Miss Ann.
You know that I've got coming. Question for you, with all the stuff you've done with DMR.
I doubled with you. I'm sorry. Did you get the Cisco? Then I heard you say DMR.
Yeah, I got a Cisco 508 coming.
Now, if it does not have a power supply with it, you'll need a PoE. But if it does, if you do have a PoE, that's fine. But mine did not come with a power supply.
Supposed to come with it, but if not, I've got some older Cisco phones that weren't on their authorized or user list that I can just rob a power supply from.
So if you've got some of those other ones and you get time to tinker, they're looking for people. Like, for instance, if you look at the list of endpoints, there was some that they didn't want working, but just recently on Discord, somebody has figured out how to get those 3 particular models of phones to work with the hotline, so they added 3 more endpoints.
Well, I'll have to go back. There's some old notebooks I've got for the old phones that I've got there, because they came from where a place that I used to work when they upgraded, and they were just going to throw them away, and I kept them, but they're password locked. I'll have to find the password so I can go in and reconfigure.
Well, you know what? They make a software. There's a thing that you can run on your computer that will search the phone and echo it to a text file to make your job so much easier to unlock the Cisco phones.
I'll have to look into that one. I've got a question for you on the 578, though.
K3JCA.
N4JBM. You wouldn't happen to know where I could find a service manual for one is, do you?
No, but now that I know you're looking for one, I'm looking for one also. So if that's the case, if you find them, pick up an extra one for me, and if I find it beforehand, but the minute you find them and buy them, let me know. That way I won't order them, and we won't end up with 4 of them, okay?
Roger, will do. Yeah, I'm looking for one. I picked up another radio. I picked it up from R&L online. They say that it's brand new, but it won't power up, and the person returned it. I'm going to let this drop. Just wondering if they hooked it up backwards polarity and popped the internal fuse, but without a service manual, I'm going to have a hard time tracking it down.
This one?
78UV3 Pro.
The mobile radio, but not the Plus. It's the Pro.
Roger. I mean, it's something for me to tinker with since I like working on electronics, and for $70, I'll give it a gamble, and if nothing else, the microphone and other stuff off of it, I'll find a use for.
What I would do is, if you can't get it working, I'd hang on to it. You'd have spare parts if you ever bought yourself a 578 that is in working condition.
If I can't get that one up and running, I'm just going to buy the 578 UV3 Plus.
Alrighty, have you seen any good prices on Roan, either 25G or 45G towers, or used ones out there?
A guy to get back with me, he told me a week ago that it hadn't sold yet, the one that I was looking at that's a 40-footer, and he hadn't sold it yet, but he wasn't in town. He was out of town for the holidays, and I'm still waiting on him to get back in touch with me from Cowpens about it, but if I see another one, I'll be sure and let you know.
I saw a 50 or a 60 brand new one. I want to say 25G. It may have been the 45, but they had it for like $1,200, I think, on Amazon.
You look at those, you've got to look at the shipping, too, because it's a flat rate shipping on Amazon or eBay on those towers. And if you read the fine print, it's $575 shipping.
As you pointed that out, I'll actually go back and look at that here in a minute. Let me let you see if Shane jumped in. I got to run and do something real quick for Ashley, and I'll be right back, KA3JCA.
I'm back. I just got off the phone. Sorry about that. N4ZLK. Hey, Richard.
Hey, and Sally said to say hi earlier, KA3JCA.
Good from you tonight. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good deals on a tower, have you? Richard's looking.
Not. I don't keep up with that a lot. I've looked at... A few years ago, I was kind of looking around, but no, I have not heard anything.
I'm waiting to see if this guy gets back with me when he gets back in town, but I can't beat it. He took it down apparently like 2 years ago, and it's just been sitting, and I'm just waiting for him to let me know that I can come get it, and I got cash in hand for him. But it's like they all start to stutter step once they find out that people are interested in the price they listed.
Going to list it at a price, you got to be willing to let it go or make sure you realize what you got before you price it. Yeah, I hope he gets back in touch with you. I'd love to find something like that. I just don't have the time right now.
I got a little upset with a lady a couple months back. She told me that I could come get it, and I texted her that morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, that I was going to come get it. And it was $300 for a 60-footer, and she turned around and told me to wait until she got off the phone and she'd get back with me. I'm going to let this drop for a second. And then she never messaged me back, so 2 hours later I messaged her again, and she told me, sorry, she was on the phone with somebody else interested, and she sold it for $50 more to them.
That's just not right, and for $50, that's really not right. I mean, somebody walked in and said, I'll give you $1,000 more. Still, though, if you promise it to somebody, you shouldn't do that.
Like I told her, if she needed the extra $50, that's fine. All she had to do was tell me. I'd have gave her $350. I'd have gave her $550 for the tower.
You know what? I changed my mind on the price, especially if you haven't really negotiated it. You know, you can say, I really need a little bit more. Most people would understand. Or you could just say, ah, never mind, you know, it's not what I'm going to do. But, yeah, once you give your word, you should keep it.
Blew off as a handshaker, your word means everything. And it's like a lot of people nowadays don't believe in that.
Sure, we live in a different time. I was just talking about that with another guy tonight on a phone call, just how much times have changed in my 50 years, 52 years. He's a little bit younger, but times have really changed.
You have, and it's sad. But I just got to my destination, so I'm going to step off here for a few minutes.
I don't know if we've talked before, and if we have, I apologize but for not recognizing you, but I hope you have a good evening. Good to talk to you tonight. N4JBM, I believe, if I've got that right. N4ZLK Mobile.
Roger, you got that correct. N4JBM clear.
KA3JCA is back with you.
I hope you've had a good day today, you and Sally and Ashley.
I had a real busy day. It's getting down to that crunch line, you know, the 7th of December, where all the enrollments have to be done and processed. So she's been very, very busy doing that.
This morning I heard the comment about she was wondering if it was, she'd have to bundle up to go to work, as cold as Patrick said it was up where he was.
Sally said it was very cold. Let's put it this way. I mean, it's not cold in the house, but it's comfortable enough. But when Sally gets cold, her hands become like popsicles.
Something they call Raynaud syndrome. There's not really a cure for it. You just kind of got to deal with it. However, it's not as bad as it used to be. Her fingers, and it wouldn't be all of them, she'd get one or two that would just turn completely white and really cold. She'd have to go take a hot bath to get her feet and fingers warm, her hands warm. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Her skin would just turn just deathly white.
Mine turned purple. So I know what she means, but it's crazy. What'd you say?
That's why.
Oh, that's why she kept me, because I turned purple.
Hello there, Richard.
Yeah, what?
A little bit of that, but it's good. Fortunately, I don't know what the deal is. She's worked on her nutrition, you know, trying to watch what she eats as far as staying away from certain things. And it has helped, because it's not as bad as it used to be. We were just talking about that the other day.
I'm making sure nobody else wanted to jump in there. Yeah, it's amazing, because I watched my health kind of go downhill the last 2 years, and I just, like, I don't know where it came from, because anybody else will tell you that I was active, I was out taking care of the yard, cutting the grass, using chainsaws, raking leaves, I was doing all kinds of stuff, and bam, all of a sudden it just, like, cut me off right below the waist.
I know sometimes those things just happen, and it seems like they come out of nowhere. I guess some of it might be genetics. I don't know. I've seen that happen to people, and then I've seen other people who just never seem to have anything go wrong. So it's kind of like a roll of the dice, maybe.
Well, I am glad for one thing. They put me in. I got my medicine kind of straightened out, and I'm back on the right track again. So I'm not sure what happened or what caused it. They did stop one medicine, and I asked why, and come to find out the medicine that I was on, another doctor prescribed, and it may have been interfering with one of the medicines that the pharmacy didn't pick up on. So I'm not sure what happened.
They got it straightened out, and you definitely sound better than you were there for a couple of days. So glad that all worked out.
At 385 and jumping on 85 from there, or are you taking like a back road over to Spartanburg?
At 85, I check the traffic every night before I do that. There's been a couple times I've gone back ways, but I try to stay on the interstate just so I know where I'm going and don't get into any kind of situation that's hard to maneuver. But traffic's pretty good. I'm already up here at, what, 61, 62?
By that, QT and Arby's for the exit where you get off to come to my house, and I'm maybe 4 miles from there.
You get to your place a couple different ways. Get off there on the bridges and cut through over to Bethel, I think it is, and then 14, or you could go to Woodruff Road and go that way.
I was actually looking at the map the other day when somebody was talking about traffic and backup, and it's amazing how when I look at the map and I look at the picture surrounding 85 and 85, all the roads that I knew were there but I hadn't really used, but they stand out as an easy bypass to come home the back way.
Yeah, Woodruff Road is not always, especially this time of year, it's going to be awful, but it's not a good road to take almost any time of the year.
Listen, I did get around to check-in. I found there was two repeaters on the Echo Link, W4DOC and the other one downtown on that Bank of America tower. There was just two towers right there in Atlanta area. So I put those two in my my phone for Echo Link, and I'll have to get the frequencies and send them to you.
You told me it was the 146A2, and I actually don't have that one in. I need to program it because it's got a tone on it. And the other one you said, W4DOC, is that what you said?
4DOC.
Look at that when I get a chance, when I'm stopped. I may have that one in. I've got a few of the Atlanta repeaters in. So there wasn't one on the Stone Mountain repeater?
I wasn't able to find it. I did try the one that supposedly was supposed to be active during the Hamfest and stuff, but I was unable to bring it up. But yeah, the one call is W4 Victor Oscar. That's over in Rome, Georgia. I want to say it's kind of like the southeastern side of Atlanta, I believe. And then there's the W4DOC, which is 146A2, and let me just see if it has, it says node 691899, but I don't have the tone listed for that one.
Four, is that okay?
JCA, N4JBM.
KA3JCA.
Roger, have you heard KO4NUE on the radio tonight?
I've actually called the house twice today. I left a message one time, but I didn't leave a message the second time.
I have my phone on me, but I need to get in contact with him.
All right, let me see if I can get him on the Ham Shack hotline. You go ahead and pick it up with Chain here, and I'll call you right back, KA3JCA.
BM.
Richard, but I'm going to have to get off. I'm taking my exit here, and I got to... It's a little tight and it's dark here. I'm off here on 85 business up here in Spartanburg, and they closed it down there at Heron Circle, so I've got to get off a little bit earlier. But good to talk to you tonight. Hope you have a good evening, and I'll let you go. And hope to talk to you again. Good luck on that tower. N4JBM, N4ZLK Mobile.
I'm jumping in and interrupting y'all, Shane.
Not a problem. That's what this is for. It's not my frequency, and anybody's welcome. Glad to have you. Anytime. I'm just killing time, enjoying talking with Richard, and, you know, anybody that'll talk, we enjoy it. N4ZLK, 73.
Here in a few seconds, KA3JCA.
MKO4NUE.
And how are you tonight, Chad?
I ain't on a piece of communication you can't lose. That's good.
My cell phone at home. Just a quick question. You ain't missing no doggies, are you?
No, sir. We're not missing any dogs. Why? What's going on?
Two that showed up from your direction through the woods has been on his porch all day, and we can't find their owners.
And what kind of dogs are they?
The lab mix, one's darker and one's kind of a blondish brown.
I got you. Okay, I might know who that is. But other than that, I got the project complete. So just wanted to let you know. I don't know what kind of success you've had, but I've got it pretty much complete.
I let the magic smoke out of it and starting over.
Well, I gotta tell you, I let the smoke out of one of them too, so I guess we're one for one.
Yeah, if you'll check with who you think they may belong to, if they're missing, you know where to tell them to come, right?
He's right behind me.
I'm going to jump off here and visit with him for a few, and I'll talk at you later.
that, but you be safe. Thanks for letting me know. Scale 4 NUE, clear.
Clear.
4 CPA mobile.
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha. Rich, are you on the line? Over.
T3 JCA, go ahead.
Good evening, Richard. I just thought I'd call and say hello. Over.
Good evening, Gus. Yeah, if you hear me, I'm giving it a time enough for the Echolink transmit to drop, so you should be able to hear my when I first start talking. I try to give it a couple of seconds so I don't cut myself off. So today's been a fairly good day today. So just taking it easy. I did pass that message on to the net controller's husband. I talked to him, left a message with him earlier this morning and just talked to him, and I gave him this information that what you said about Wendy. So thank you again for recognizing her and her skills on the net as a net controller.
I'm glad to do it. I was very impressed by the quality of the check-ins. I'm impressed by the tone when you connect. It's a very polite voice announcing the name of your repeater. So you guys have a first-class operation. Over.
I misspoke. It's the net controller last night was Anna. That's Chad's wife. They're both hams, and Chad is retired military, and he was in communication, and he's really helped his club in the radio pronunciation and handling traffic and so forth like that on the net, that he's helped a lot of hams out in the local area, and she is a very fine operator and net controller.
Well, that's great. Our net, we don't have any female controllers, net controllers. There are a couple of female members who certainly could if they wished. Our net is a little less formal. I mean, we have check-ins and people talk for a few moments before moving on. A net controller kind of checks everybody in one at a time and talks to them. We probably don't have more than 20 to 25 any given day, so you obviously are doing a lot better. And you have to be a lot better organized, too. Over.
Gets anywhere from 50-plus members. One night, we have a couple of women that are net controllers, and I think they were having a competition one night to get up in the 70s or 100s, and I think they came close. I don't remember much about that one, but it's nice that Anna gets on here. There's another husband-wife team, Mark and Wendy, they get on here and call the net. Who else? Anybody else that I'm missing? I don't think so. I think it's just those two are the only ones that are calling the net right now. I am training my wife and my daughter to control, help with the nets and call the nets. But there's still a couple more months of training for them. KA3JCA.
KA3JCA. Yeah, that sounds all wonderful. I don't know the size of our club. I think it's well over 50, but, 25 on the net in the morning is a good number. And I sometimes check in near the end just to, save my time so I can be looking to do something else. But anyway, I was very, very impressed in your operation. How are you feeling today, my friend?
I'm doing a lot better. The medication seems to be working. We did notice that one of the medications, the heart doctor, stopped, and then we started digging into it, and apparently that medication was having a conflict with one of my other heart medicines, but it never got flagged in the computer through the pharmacy or the other doctors. So we think that's might have what caused the issue that I had.
Well, certainly drug interaction and interference, I've heard that more than a few times as a problem. That's something I rely on my pharmacist to help tell me. I'm not on anything really heroic, antacid, anticholesterol, and Coumadin because of blood clots I experienced a bunch of years ago. But I know friends who have a bigger list of prescriptions have to really worry about that. We saw that with my mother-in-law, that she got pretty goofy at one point and they traced it back to drug interaction. Over.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Coumadin. Probably about 25 years ago when I was in the hospital and had some surgery, they put me on that as a blood thinner just to keep me from developing blood clots because I was in the hospital for quite a long time and so forth like that. But now that I take a Xarelto, which is a different type of blood thinner, I don't have to do a PTIRN every week to give them my blood clotting factor. So I'm able to take this, and it seems to work better for me.
Yeah, I've asked my doctor a couple of times about switching, and his view kind of is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I tolerate it well. Checking the level every 2 weeks is no big deal. I can do it and post it in less than 5 minutes. So I'm not looking to get out of the work, at least for me. Back before I got on Medicare, Xarelto was a lot more expensive, so it was like, if it's not going to do me any better, why spend more money? Over.
Sitting there, when I had commercial insurance, it was cost me $27. Oh, I'm sorry, back up. $47. $47 is what I was paying for a 30-day supply. And then as soon as we dropped the other commercial insurance, I went back to my Medicare. It went up to $171 because they don't negotiate the prices with the government. And so I told my doctor, I said, I need you to send this to the VA so the VA will cover it, and they pay for it now 100%.
Well, I get that. That's a lot of money to be saved then. Well, next time I see the doctor, I'll ask him again. Since I don't have any problems with it, I'm kind of up in the air. My doctor's PA was trying to talk me out of taking Coumadin, saying, hey, you've had such a long history since your problem, you ought to stop taking it. But when I went and saw the doctor, he and I talked about my history. I reminded him how I had thrown DVTs 13 years ago after an accident and still have a pretty good-sized clot spread through my right leg. He said, no, let's keep you on the blood thinner. It can't hurt. Over.
Yep, that can do it. That's one of my concerns. Being an amputee, I worry about blood clots on that left leg that was removed, but I also, the right leg, it doesn't get as much exercise because it can't support my body weight, so I have to be very, very careful and so forth like that. So I was going to ask you, did the N4, I think it was N4ADI, N4ADI, DMR repeater, is that still on the air down there?
Negative. I just learned in the past few days, and honestly, I guess I didn't think to tell you, but that the guy who had the repeater, it's a private repeater, he sold his house, he's moving, so that's shut down. We're looking for plan B, but don't have it yet. Over.
That it kind of explains why I wasn't able to get into it, so okay. Well, I just wondered because I remember how as long as it's a Brandmeister DMR, we can fix it up so your hotspot will go into the Brandmeister DMR RF repeater.
I copy that. I'm going to be actually having breakfast Thursday with our grand poopah of DMR at our club and see what he's thinking about going forward with, plan B. Because I like the idea of having the group. But our club does not have a DMR-tied repeater, and I don't know what's involved in doing that, so I don't know if it's a small ask or a big one. Over.
Sure, either. So, well, Gus, I need to jump out here. My daughter just got home. She went to pick us up some ice cream tonight. We had Zaxby's chicken, basically the chicken finger plate with some fries and slaws, and I had some hot wings. I like them hot, but my wife doesn't, so I had to settle for mild tonight. But we had that, and she was in the mood for some ice cream, so we go to a little place called The Cookout. I'm not sure if they have one down there in Florida or not, but they have them quite all over in the Carolinas. And so we went up, and she went and got us a couple of shakes there from there. And I'm having a pineapple one, and my wife is going to have a Heath Bar one.
Yeah, that sounds good. You're making me hungry. Well, hey, my friend, have a great evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, saying 73s to JCA. Have a good evening. Over.
You have a good evening also, and if I'm up at 8:30 in the morning, I'll probably log into the EchoLink repeater down there where you're at and see how that goes in the morning. I've checked in a couple times, but I've always missed you, so AA4GH, KA3JCA, we'll talk to you down, talk to you down the coax.
Thanks, Richard. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, saying 73s and goodbye to Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet, Charlie Alpha. Have a good evening. Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel is off and clear.